Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerr Hunt. I'm with S3 Productions, and I'm here in my off-site Montebello studio with Mr. Edward Lopez, who's my guest, who's never heard the record that we're going to play. Matter of fact, has never seen a record being played. So we're going to play a 33 and a third Columbia Masterworks, written by Ravel, Bolero. Now, Bolero is quite the well-known opera. It's not the opera. I mean, it's the theme music that I'm interested in. So, without further ado, I know you've probably heard this somewhere on some movie someplace. This was actually made famous in the movie Tin with Bo Derek back about 20 years ago. Sit back and just sort of
take it in.
Drift. I can talk on the mic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Lopez, that was Bolero, written by Ravel. That's the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting. Now, I had this same, this is Columbia Masterworks on 33 LP. Notice it says not to be sold, which is one of the reasons I
keep it secret.
Got it. Got to keep it. Now, I have this same record on the old 78 10-inch records, but there's like four of them. As opposed to one side playing 14 minutes, there's like two records, two sides, 3 minutes each. That's on the old 78s. Mm-hmm. So, this is Columbia Masterworks. This is probably, I don't know, 40s or 50s, something like that. Now, not this particular one, but it was one that was originally written. So what we're going to do, I'm going to flip this over for just a minute, and we're going to pause here. Any questions, by the way?
No, it was just really different from our original CD.
Yeah. Well, remember, you go from the old 78 records, which I happen to have. This is Johnny Mercer, Dixieland Band. That's the old 78s. That's older than the 33s.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 14 minutes. It would take two of these at 3 minutes each. One, two, three, four. To do that. So they went to the LPs. From there, they went to cassettes, 8-tracks, CD. And, of course, everything now is digital.
Internet-based, yes.
Yeah, but the point is it's digital. So instead of having a groove and a needle going through there, picking up the vibrations, they compress it and they digitize it and they get rid of all the noise and the cracks and the pops and the, which to me doesn't sound, let's just take it back. It doesn't sound like what I grew up with. You can hear a definite
difference.
So what I do is I come up here and I record this as I am now. And for the sake of our, we're going to close this particular section so I can go downstairs and go to the next step. So any closing comments?
I would have preferred to know more about records.
That's why we're doing
this.
What we're doing.
And yes, like you said, there is a really big difference with the sound of CDs and records.
Yeah. And part of it, again, is you can sit back. You can do the same thing with a CD. You can sit back, play something, and just
listen to it, drift
and,
off.
And drift off into
the sunset.
Into the sunset.
The great beyond.
Yeah. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kurt Hunt. That was S3 Productions, and that was Bolero by Ravel. And we're going to take a short commercial break here while I go down and edit this. So with that, you have a good one.